This program stars Jack Benny, the Canada Dry humorist, Ted Dean Gordon. Ted Dean opens the program with Roll Up the Carpet. Burning down several Delhi capacity stores. local, very local, that. Bombay, India, Mahatma Gandhi, put on a suit of clothes and is mistaken for Kid Crawford. Erie, Pennsylvania, the cliff just arrived here. No other news. Glasgow, Scotland, 14 cents collected and did release drive last week. Drivers over and people flocking back to city. Lunch wagon, Ohio. Curtis Midget commits suicide in restaurant by jumping off a three-decker sandwich. January 22nd, 1901. Marconi invents wireless. January 22nd, 1933. Marconi hears this program and is sorry he started it. St. Paul, Minnesota. Two skaters break through thin ice and almost drown. Paul, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Oh, you can get a cool drink of Canada Dry ginger ale at Minnesota Fountain.
You think it, Paul. You think it. Well, we both had a reach for those. Play, Ted. Play.
Now we're after this familiar melody. Bing Crosby's theme song, Echo in the Valley.
The name of the play is Grocer the Sewing Machine Girl. Now, this famous old play with a tear, a laugh, a hard throb, a few hisses, and no doubt your money back. However, it was a great success in its day. I might even say as big as Rosie's Irish Race, written by Ann Nichols. Nichols, Paul, Nichols.
And you get 5 cents back on each large Canada Dry.
Why, you couldn't say Nichols, could you? You couldn't do that. Now, this play, Grocer the Sewing Machine Girl, was a great success in its day, having had such runs as one consecutive night in Perth Amboy, another night at Asbury Park, and then direct to the storehouse where it ran over a year. The members of the original company have been dead for over 35 years, so we have our own all-star cast this evening, which is as good as the cast in Grand Hotel. Of course, what you think is entirely up to you. We have rehearsed patiently for 5 minutes and will present it to you immediately without the customary break-in out of time. Now, here are some of the original criticisms when the play had its premiere in 1890. Walter Winchell's father. Bertha, the Sewing Machine Girl, is as fine a play as I've ever looked over a transom at. Ankle over and see it. Ed Sullivan, Sr., Bertha, the Sewing Machine Girl, will have you in stitches. That wasn't bad. I thought of that myself. George G. Nathan, I saw the play, and as they say in church, you. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we are reviving this play tonight for your pleasure. Remember the title, Bertha the Sewing Machine Girl. And meanwhile, Ted Reeves and his boys will play 12th Street Jazz, which is very appropriate. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for our dramatic offering, where's all the sewing machine there? Person, music bed. That's supposed to be a sewing machine, folks. Last week, you used it for an automobile.
Oh, I'm getting sick and tired of this hard work. All I do is work and toil and play. This sewing machine is driving me mad. Who is it?
It's Virgo.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Miss Higgins, but I came to tell you that I must foreclose the mortgage.
Oh, can't you wait a little longer? Sure, you're not going to drive us out in the cold, cold night. What a night.
Hey, a little stronger on the wind, fellas.
What a night.
I've waited long enough. I must have the money in 10 minutes or else I'll foreclose.
Looks like we closed at 4.
Remember, 10 minutes. Goodbye.
Oh, what shall I do? What shall I do? Poor father. He will soon be homeless. Oh. It's 3 o'clock and Daddy isn't home yet. Oh, here comes Papa now. Hello, Daddy.
Wait till I come in.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, babe. Oh, pardon me, I'm sorry. What are you crying about, Miss Dyer?
Oh, I'm so tired of it all. I work hard all day picking and scrubbing and washing and so on and so on.
So on what?
So on buttons.
All right, Mary, cut out the joke. Who is there? Hey, Cindy, stay out of this jet.
All right.
Well, daughter, what have we got for supper tonight?
A nice roast roast, Daddy.
Roast roast. You finally let him in, eh?
I suppose you know that the real estate man is here today.
You tell him we can run on him?
He said he'd give us 10 minutes to pay up or die.
Easy, easy, easy.